6 people killed in Sydney Mall stabbing terror attack. Police inspector in the vicinity had to fatally shoot the man when he threatened her with a knife. 6 people lost their lives today in a stabbing incident at Westfield Bondi Junction, an eastern suburb of Sydney, Australia, according to the reports from local authorities and media outlets. Prior to this, the New South Wales police verified a critical incident occurring after an unidentified man was shot in the vicinity. The police further mentioned that law enforcement rushed to the location upon receiving information about several individuals being stabbed. According to the statement from the Assistant Commissioner of the New South Wales Police, it appears that the lone assailant acted independently, without any accomplices. The official also informed the media that as he approached the centre, he interacted with approximately 9 individuals. It was evident that he inflicted harm upon them during the interaction, presumably by using a weapon he had in his possession. The officer mentioned that an inspector in the vicinity attempted to intervene and had to fatally shoot the man when he threatened her with a knife. New South Wales Ambulance stated that a total of 8 individuals have been admitted to the hospital, one of whom is a 9-month-old infant. Subsequently, the Sydney Morning Herald reported that the 6th individual who was stabbed tragically succumbed to their injuries while receiving medical care. The NSW police official refrained from making assumptions about the motive behind the stabbing incident. The authorities have also identified the attacker as a 40-year-old who was familiar to law enforcement, although not suspected of holding any terrorist ideologies. In light of the deadly attack, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese expressed his condolences, emphasizing that the entire nation stands in solidarity with those impacted and their families. He further extended his heartfelt sympathies to those who were injured, while also expressing gratitude towards the first responders and police for their dedicated efforts.